This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, what an honor to be in today for my friend Nan Cohen. As most of you know, she continues to spend time with her family after the loss of her husband, Mel. Our thoughts and prayers go out to her and her family. But today, Summer Obernauer and I will forge ahead. Obernauerinsurance.com and, of course, 412-489-6443. There's a lot to get to, but when you think of your industry, sir, in the month of December, what do you think about?
Before we start to talk about insurance, can we just go back to what you just started the show with?
Absolutely.
And, you know, part of this, you know, I don't know how much, you know, people know, but, you know, about Nan. I've known Nan for decades.
Me both.
Our kids went to school together. We, you know, the Jewish community in Pittsburgh is
the best.
It's not big. And you know somebody, you don't know somebody. And, you know, prior to the insurance world, my family for almost, you know, three quarters of a decade was in the wholesale floral supply business. Mm-hmm. And we supplied flower shops around the area and other businesses with, you know, decorations and anything that a flower shop, you know, would use, basically. And Mel Cohen, Nan's husband who just passed, worked for Art Cohen. And Art Cohen, you know, again, a Pittsburgh institution. They were in business for decades. You know, his grandfather, you know, my grandfather, my father. So, I mean, a multi-generation. So I knew Mel even before, you know, Nan and the insurance world. And, you know, there's a word in Yiddish, you know, a mensch.
Yeah.
Someone who's just a good person, a good human being, and a good soul that will do anything for everybody. And that described, you know, Mel. I mean, there were times, you know, we'd be out of pink ribbon and they need red ribbon, you know, and we would change, you know, trade off. And for years we would see, you know, members of his family at different shows, you know, whether we were going, you know, to do importing, you know, in the Orient or to Atlanta or Dallas, you know, different trade shows, and not a kinder person in the world that I have ever met.
Yeah, and the best.
Yeah, and as, you know, our lives continued, you know, they mentioned at the ceremony the other day, you know, Mel was a crew parent. You know, we were crew parents, you know, and so we knew him through there. And then, you know, at the local, you know, community pool, Nan and Mel, you were always there to talk to, you know, Nan, you know, Nan will talk, you know, to anybody, anywhere. And, you know, our lives just touched each other at different points. And while we were not close friends, we were always, you know, around. We went out to dinner every so often, and the world lost a good human being.
Absolutely. A dear, dear soul. All right, so December, what do you think about?
So, Now the insurance, I mean, you know, one thing, and I'll just segue to this, and I don't mean this to be morbid, but, you know, families together, and there is no better time to talk about planning.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a morbid discussion, you know, an upsetting discussion. Carol and I, you know, came home on Thursday, and it's like, oh, well, that's a nice service. Would you like something like that? Oh, what type of coffin, you know, would you like? How do you want to be described? How do you want to be remembered? Who do you want your pallbearers to be? And let the person who, you know, will be passing, have some input into what they want to do. And it's actually a huge relief on the kids and family members. They're going through a very traumatic time. But, you know, you've been involved with saying, this is how I want to be remembered. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you're going to do this or you're going to do that. But maybe, you know, they're expecting things from their kids. Oh, well, I'm planning on living with you, or I'm planning on you taking care of me.
Right.
And, maybe I have kids and I have jobs and I'm not able to take care of you or whatnot. So that's something that in December that it's a great time to do when everyone's together. And it's a lovely, caring, thoughtful thing to do.
In a lot of people, and because I'll be talking about it later today on the travel show, people go on vacation, they get away, they go visit family during the holidays. So, and you're going to have a lot of people celebrating. So we can talk about liquor liability. We can talk about travel insurance. Is it a good time to get a new car, to get a new puppy? And if so, pet insurance, all sorts of things to talk about. So wherever you would like to begin, go right
ahead.
Well,
you mentioned travel. Right. So that's, we'll segue, you know, into that. And as you said, this is a very, very inexpensive time to travel. I'm sure the people at AAA will tell you that. Everybody wants to be home with their families, and it's more expensive to go to Boise, Idaho sometimes than it is to London. And, well, if I'm doing this, is it worth getting travel insurance? Well, maybe I won't go. What happens if somebody comes down with COVID? What happens if, you know, there's a strike, and, you know, what's it going to cover? And every company with travel insurance, and I sell travel insurance, you know, you need to read the fine print. And you need to know what's important to you and what you want it to cover. Do you want it to pay for your policy for any reason? You can decide not to go for whatever, and they will pay you. Or do you want it to be for illness or for death? And then what do you want to cover? Do you want to cover hotel expenses, you know, pre-booked reservations? There's a lot of different ways that you can go. And I say to people when they ask you, well, you know, should I do this? I say, well, how much is this trip costing you? That's costing X amount of dollars, $3,000. Say, well, can you afford to lose that if you don't go? I don't know. I mean, is it worth paying $400 to possibly lose, you know, $3,000? That's a personal decision. A more expensive trips, I know Nan has told you, we just went to Australia and New Zealand,
nice,
you know, for 3.5 weeks. And yes, Carol and I bought travel insurance. You know, we booked it for, 6 months ahead of time. And who the heck knows at that time what's going to, you know, be going on. So we didn't want to risk our investment, you know, and pay for travel insurance.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. And I've been doing that travel show for over 3 decades. And if I had a nickel, as they say, every person that had their luggage taken or lost or whatever. So it's definitely, in my opinion, you should always have travel insurance. And also, you should be thinking, after having a discussion with the family, get some of this stuff on the books before the first of the year rolls around. Because what happens, it's just like that exercise equipment. You have all these big dreams and ideas, but in the end, it becomes a clothes hanger. So don't put this stuff off. If you're having the conversation, you need to make sure. And, you know, speaking of Mel and others, and I just lost another dear friend, you know, funeral expenses and everything that goes with it, you have to really have your thinking cap on. You have to have a strategy and a plan.
Exactly. And, you know, you say what's going on in December. A lot of people have said, you know, we were going to get this done this year.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
this year's over.
This year is over. And it's like, oh my gosh, Summer, I need to get this. I need to get this done. When do you have time to talk? When does Cindy Walker, you know, have time, you know, to talk to me? And it's not a conversation a lot of times where it's transactional, it just happens. I mean, you know, we need to think about things. We need to plan, you know, plan a lot of things. I want to leave my money or my investments or something that's important to me, not to my ex-wife, but to, you know, my kids or to somebody else. Okay, well, that's fine. We can do that. We can do some planning here. And do you have the papers? Oh, no. Okay, what's the account number? Okay, so now all of a sudden it's December 2nd, and now we're starting to try to gather all this stuff together. And like most people, things don't happen as quickly as this time of year. People were away for Thanksgiving, starting, you know, about the 15th, the 18th of December. People start to say, okay, let's wrap it up. And there are good opportunities and there's not so good opportunities. So that's what happens in December at my office.
He's Summer Obernauer, obernauerinsurance.com, 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443. Rob Pratt pinch hitting today for Nan Cohen. We'll be back with Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance, obernauerinsurance.com in just a few minutes. Okay, back with Summer Obernauer, Obernauer Insurance, obernauerinsurance.com, 412-489-6443. So is December, we were talking about cars. Is it a good time to buy auto in December?
Yes.
Yeah. Why? Why is that?
Well, like many other businesses that are on a calendar year,
right,
you know, December 31st is the end of the year. They want to end strong. They have new inventory that has started to come in. 2024s, you know, they'll come in, you know, in the spring, and they need to make room for them. And over the last few years during the pandemic, when you know, there was a lack of inventory, you know, sometimes because of chips, sometimes because of, you know, manufacturing problems and parts problems, that has evened out. I mean, the price of cars is still high, but it's not as high as it was earlier in the year. And I've seen even advertising on television.
Pricing. I just saw that, the Chevrolet.
And you can get discounts for, you know, or a large discount or very low interest rate, you know, in financing or some combination of the two. And if you're going to do it, you know, now maybe, you know, good time to do it. But that, it's not cheap. I mean, it's not as expensive as it was, but it is still not, you know, inexpensive. I mean, nobody's buying, you know, $250,000, $300,000 cars, but even a regular Ford F-150 or a little, you know, a mid-sized car or a minivan. You know, these things are expensive.
35.
Oh, 35 is nothing. Those are stripped down. You can buy trucks that are $80,000 now. And I see them every day.
Wow.
You know, because people, while they get a good price on them, don't forget, now you have to insure it. And they were insuring prior, you know, a 2010 Nissan Rogue, and now all of a sudden, a 2023, you know, vehicle that's 14 years older and costs a little bit more. It costs more to repair, so it costs more to insure.
You know, my Equinox is under 25. I think and I used to drive all of them, the Suburbans, the Yukons. I love this vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you really got to be smart. So here's the question, speaking of being smart. Now, I used to do this back in the day, would never do it today. Oh, just borrow my car. You cannot let your children, if they're not on your policy, if they're home from school. Here's the keys, just borrow my car.
Wrong.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because now the insurance follows the car. So if you lend your car to me and I'm in an accident,
mm-hmm,
it's going to come back to your policy.
Right.
Whether I am covered But whether I have insurance and they will subrogate with my company, that's another story. But yes, I am insured, so they would eventually, you know, come back to me. But no, the insurance follows the car. But your kids come home from school and they're in an accident. So your kids, do they technically still live at your house?
Mm.
Is their driver's license, say, have the same address as yours? Your insurance company may come back to you and say, Mr. Pratt, why isn't Julie on your policy? She mm-hmm. lives in your house. No, we're not covering this policy because you've been fraudulent. You have not put her on the policy.
Has that really happened to where they won't cover it? Wow.
If they can prove that you've been deceitful, that you never, that she had a license. I mean, now there are examples where Julie goes off to school and Julie goes and moves away.
Right.
So technically, she should be off your policy. She doesn't live there anymore. But now Julie has decided to come back to Pittsburgh. And, oh, she's living in your house, you know, for a while because she hasn't gotten an apartment or bought a house or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's sort of a gray area. They would probably cover it there. But, yeah, there would be an instance where yeah, they might not cover it. Or Julie is on your policy, but she says, you know, Dad, I need some extra money. I'm going to go do Uber Eats, or I'm going to go do Uber. Now she's using your personal vehicle for business use. Uh-uh. That's not, your insurance company will not cover that. Yeah.
That's why you need Obernauer Insurance, obernauerinsurance.com, 412-489-6443. 412-489-6443. Speaking of kids, about a minute and a half for the break. Alcohol, parties at your house. Please explain to the audience. This is a no-no.
Well, it's a possible liability issue. I mean, your bars face this all the time, you know, or restaurants. If they serve somebody that they're inebriated, they go out and injure somebody. Are they responsible? Are the bars? Did the bar serve somebody who? You know, who they shouldn't have served. But they have liquor liability insurance for that. So you are now having a party and the same thing happens. You do not have that type of insurance. Maybe it's something, if you're going to have an office party at your house, you're going to have a big holiday get together, spend $100 and don't have to worry about it. Or, as Rob mentioned, the kids are coming home and they want to all get together. You want to be the cool parent and it's okay, you know, to serve them beer. You know, no, it's not. Somebody gets hurt. I mean, you are in a world of trouble insurance-wise.
This is why you need to set up an appointment, sit down with him, Cindy, and others, and map out a plan. You're hearing a lot of this stuff maybe for the first time because we're covering a lot of bases here, stuff that you may not even been aware of. I know when I got these notes from Summer earlier this past week, I'm looking some of this stuff over, and I didn't know even half of this stuff. So you need to set up that appointment. 412-489-6443. You want to call today, leave your first and last name and a working number. They will get back to you during the business hours of Monday through Friday, or knowing this guy, you never know.
Now, we'll get back to you most likely today.
I know. Actually, he'll probably be back to you today. 412-489-6443. 412-489-6443. Obernauerinsurance.com. Summer Obernauer, obernauerinsuranceagency.com, obernauerinsuranceagency.com, 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443. So the last thing I'm thinking about is I'm drifting off to sleep last night.
Oi, wait, no, yeah, no. This is live radio. Do we want to go here?
You and I are the same age. You know, if it's not food, it's just hopefully I can fall asleep quickly because I need to get some rest. But anyway, although I do have those other issues from time to time too, maybe a little bit more lately than before. But anyway, let's move on. Here's the question. So I'm thinking, you know, I got to go set my alarm. You know, I have Xfinity, which I love it. I've been with Comcast forever. But, you know, Ring and all these different things that are out there. And I keep seeing all these films. Can you identify this person? People are still stealing packages.
Yeah.
I mean, ridiculous. They know they're being whatever and they just still steal this stuff. So how can you help me prevent that or recover my losses? Or is that even possible?
So I mean, if stuff is stolen from your house, I mean, on most home policies, you do have theft on there.
Okay.
But there is a deductible. So
you have to meet the deductible.
Right. So to have a $100 or a $100 pair of pants or a sweater stolen off your front porch as and then but have to pay a $1,000 deductible, I mean, it doesn't make sense. So whether you're in a parking lot at Ross Park Mall or whether you are having stuff delivered, with Amazon or Walmart.com or, via UPS, it is imperative that you just find a place that's not visible from the street where people can just go take it. I mean, you've seen articles, Rob, about these people, they follow UPS trucks around.
I know, it's
and
scary.
Then after the stuff is dropped off, then they go and take it right off, right off the porch. And yes, you have a Ring doorbell that you can identify the person and see what they look like, but you have no idea who they are, and they're long gone by the time. So that's just common sense.
Now, they had talked before about lock boxes and having a separate key or entrance. Or do you think we'll ever get to the point? Because this has got to be millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And it's such a sad thing because Amazon makes it so easy to do it. UPS, FedEx, post office. And then somebody comes and a knucklehead and does what they do. And obviously there's money in it because it wouldn't be happening as often as is. Do you ever think they'll be able to come up with something that will be able to secure that stuff even more that won't invade someone's personal space?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing that I can imagine is like if you go to Home Depot or Lowe's,
right.
I mean, they have lockers.
Yeah.
And you have a locker with a code under, that you include in your order, and the Amazon driver, punches in 1, 2, 3, 4, puts in the locker, and then, the package is there. But heck, who's to say then the person won't just take the entire locker unless it's bolted to the ground? So I don't know.
All right. Obernauer Insurance Agency.com, 412-489-6443. Let's move on.
Well, let me just, another thing that, this time of year, it hasn't started yet, but this will start, there's a time frame, in another week or so. Hi, Summer. How are you? Fine. Can you keep a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. The person's getting divorced. Somebody's pregnant.
Or a DUI.
Or something. Yeah. Sure. What's going on? Well, my son's getting engaged.
Ah.
He bought the ring.
Well, that's a good
great
story.
Yeah. Can I? What happens to it? It needs to go, on the insurance policy. Or I bought my wife a new car. I got rid of that car. I heard your show. I took your advice. I found a great deal. And you've seen those commercials, with the big bows, on the cars. And I'm not picking it up until Christmas Eve. Or we're getting the kids a puppy. And I know you sell pet insurance. What do I need to do? So there's a lot of secrets that come into our office, at this time of year. Again, mostly they are all good secrets, but there's something that with each of those scenarios that whoever you're insured with, you need to talk to them to be sure that ring is covered. If you want pet insurance, that is covered, and that car's on your policy. So when you have an accident driving it home from the dealership because there's some knucklehead out on the road who was rushing last minute on Christmas Eve to get something, that you're covered. But those are all things that happen year after year after year, but we handle them.
Well, listen, we should do this all year, and we do, but especially this time of year. And I'm such a stickler for this. You just can't drink and drive. I mean, and especially you get into a wreck, something happens, and we can't stress it enough. There's Uber, there's taxis, there's designated drivers. You just cannot, even if it's 1, 2, you cannot get into a vehicle after you've drunk, had anything to drink during the holidays or any time of year.
No, I mean, the liability problem is a huge issue. And people have been fortunate enough, a lot of our customers, to accumulate some assets.
Yeah.
Whether it's a second home or whether they have a business or a 401k. And heaven forbid, you seriously injure somebody, and you face a trial, now all of those assets could be, you know, exposed to to pay medical claims. That's why, again, you know, when people planning and having these end of the year discussions, maybe an umbrella policy with some extra liability coverage, especially you have a teenage driver,
right.
You have a house that you flipped and you're now renting it out to somebody. And yes, you have a landlord policy, but somebody can slip on the walk because they didn't shovel, during a snow policy. It's just planning and talking. That's all. And a lot of this stuff is inexpensive to insure compared to the risk and potential losses you face if something happens.
I want to get back to life insurance. The average price of a burial today, I mean, I've heard people, and I know a lot of people in the funeral industry, I mean, a lot of people, and I've heard everything from $10,000 to $20,000 to cremation being, less than $5,000. I believe if you don't have any kind of insurance policy, you should at least make sure that you have enough to cover your burial, because a lot of people always get hit blindsided because they don't realize the price of everything goes up and down, and the funeral industry is no different. So why not get that policy from Obernauer Insurance Agency so at least you know, God forbid, but you have that part of that person's life covered?
For sure. And while it's a good thing, there are different amounts, different levels of insurance that that are appropriate. What I would recommend for somebody like Rob, knowing his age, first, my daughter, who's 36, who's not married, and and rents and doesn't have any debt. I mean, those are two totally different scenarios and examples, and there are tens of thousands in between. About what is appropriate. And life insurance these days, it is simpler to get as compared to prior years, but that's because there's so much information about you on the internet, the drugs that you're taking medically, the doctors you've been to, your height, weight, etc., where you live, your credit rating. So a lot of that stuff that they used to have to investigate to see whether you were a good risk or what's appropriate price to charge you, now it's just available at the drop of a hat. But again, it's all individual, and what you should have or what you should do or what you can afford, those are all discussions that we have on a daily basis with people.
All right, we're going to come back, kind of summarize this week's show, but I highly urge you to call, leave your information. They will get back to you. 412-489-6443. 412-489-6443. ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. That's ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. We'll be back with Summer Obernauer, Ron Pratt today, and Fernand Cohen on KDKA. All right, back with Summer Obernauer, ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com, 412-489-6443. 412-489-6443. As Hanukkah is going to be on its way in just days, and of course, the Christmas season, lots of gifts, warranty things come up. People have questions, so we're going to tie it all together with the Obernauer Insurance Agency, ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. Summer.
Is this where we give them our sizes and what we what we want?
What we hope to get.
Yeah.
It never works out that way.
Gosh, I mean, you got to be a medium in everything.
It's right there. It's about large, medium. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
I know. I feel so much better.
Yeah.
Amazing. Listen, it started a year ago.
Yeah. Right.
Here we are a year later. So if you want to lose weight, it can actually happen.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, sir.
So we're talking about shopping, and I don't know if you've seen the commercials on TV or, you're in the stores for Black Friday or even Cyber Monday. I think this has lasted. Every day I get 7 emails that Cyber Monday sales are continuing, Black Friday sales are continuing. And they always ask me at the end of the transaction, do I want to buy a warranty on it? I had to get...
And the warranty is more than the gift sometimes.
It's like the travel insurance discussion we had earlier in the show.
Right.
I bought I needed a new phone. I dropped it in the sink. How embarrassing. But, it happens.
I dropped them in the toilet, so.
But water got in it, so I had to get a new phone. I bought a new phone because I use this for business all the time, so it wasn't a question of whether I needed it or not. You get to the end, everything's been, uploaded into it, all my contacts are back, and... thank goodness, what a stressful thing that was. But then they go, do you want a warranty? If you break a screen or if this happens again. How much is it? And, they tell me. And, it's the old discussion, like with travel insurance. You want to spend $400 for a $3,000, trip? Do you want to spend, $200 for a, $800 phone? And then, what's it cover? Well, it covers, if you happen, to do the same thing, drop in the sink, or as Rob said, drop in the toilet, or right. It gets wet, or whatever. Or you crack a screen, you have to pay X amount of dollars, and then we'll fix it. Well, who's going to fix it? Well, we have a third party that works on this. So what happens if I do it twice? This only covers the first time, that anything happens. You have to then rebuy another part of the warranty if you want extended coverage. And as I said, I started the discussion with, I see these advertisements all the time for appliances and for the extended warranty, for toys, for the extended warranty, for cell phones, for the extended warranty. And yes, it has a brand name. You think it's being done by the people you buy it from, but it's really farmed out to a third party. And the reason they push this so much is because they're giving you a discount on the item, but now they're making money back on the warranty. And they incentivize their salespeople to sell the warranties. So it's a great moneymaker for them. Nobody or very few people are able to use it because, the place that does the service is 50 miles away from you, and you have to take it there, and they're going to keep it for 3 weeks, and they have to order the part. And my whole shtick is here: read the fine print, the small print that is micro size that you can't read it. Get them to explain it to you, because warranties are not always the best thing. And at this time of year where we're doing all the shopping, I tell my customers, as to, whether they want to insure this on their policy because it's something, special, and be aware of what you're buying, and let's see if it makes sense. For that $10,000 ring, yes. But for that $200 watch, nah, you don't want insured. If you lose it, you lose it. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, what this whole principle reminds me of, and this came up over a decade ago, people buy a lot of gift cards.
Right.
How many gift cards never get used? They end up in drawers.
How many gift cards have $2.11 on them that, they never get used? That's a huge business for companies. That's why everybody does it. Yeah.
The other thing, I love car cruises, and I love antique cars, and I love everything about car shows. If I would buy like a 65 Vette that basically was stock and it was just sitting somewhere.
Were you in Homestead a couple weeks ago? Did you see that sale? Mm-mm. The guy sold all his Vettes.
Did he?
Both the Post-Gazette and the Trib had a huge article about it. It's fast. There must have been 40 or 50 Vettes that this guy
sold at once.
Sold all at once.
I just love cars. And I love car dealerships. I love everything about it. But is that stuff pricey for these classic cars? Because you got to have these things covered. People don't realize, but you got to have them covered. Is it different than just regular auto insurance?
Yeah. Oh, it's totally different. Okay. So if you're like most people, do you put them away when fall comes?
Right.
Yeah. Well, most people do. And it's no different than a boat.
Yeah, but you don't want to stop coverage on them.
You don't, but you take off the liability on them because you're not driving them. Okay. So you still have coverage for your boat that is now wrapped up, in a warehouse somewhere, or your Corvette or your other classic car that is parked for the winter. The battery's disconnected. So if something falls on it, the garage catches on fire, it's stolen, you have coverage, but you have no coverage driving it.
So for all my friends that are out there doing that, and I've been to many of your events, you want to get a hold of Obernauer Insurance Agency, obernauerinsuranceagency.com, 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443. The final minute is all yours, whatever you want to talk about.
I mean, we've covered a bunch.
Oh, I made sure.
And
you wrote the notes. I was going to get through it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we will continue. We're going to be here just about every week, you know, in December. Sometimes it's going to be Sunday. I think next week I'm here Sunday morning with you.
Yep. 9 o'clock.
And, you know, a Tuesday night, it's 7 o'clock one day that we'll talk about. So there are other things that will come up, but it's December. It's time for family. It's time to do stuff that, you know, gives you satisfaction and gratification. And whether it's, you know, donating your time or spending time with your family or to a charity. You know, we just went through Giving Tuesday. You use the time to reflect and
appreciate.
And appreciate and do things that will make you happy, that will make others happy. And even if you didn't get to it in 2023, you know, 2024 is just around the corner and we are still here and we'll still be here.
Yeah, and please keep our friend Nan and her family near and dear and in your thoughts and prayers. All right, Summer, great seeing you. Thank you for everything. Good to see you.
Rob, thank you very much. I will see you, as I say, next Sunday morning.
I'll be waiting. 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443. That's 412-489-6443. ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com. ObernauerInsuranceAgency.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.